These kids do not need to be wearing these masks, okay? I'm sorry, they don't. We need to be able to let them be kids and let them act normally. And that's what should be the case in the fall throughout the school year.
In the name of Susan Wojcicki, I'm not actually saying this, but COVID is over. Or according to some people, it looks like the CDC and Biden's administration has decided that I guess if you're vaccinated or you're not vaccinated, or I guess if you're young or you're old or something, I don't know. But anyway, you can take off your mask finally because the government gave you permission to go back to normal. And to celebrate this momentous moment, I brought in none other than the legendary Dave Rubin from something called the Dave Rubin Show or what something. What is your show called?
The New York Times. Just this week, they said I host a show called the Dave Rubin Show where I regularly host white supremacists.
Now you're being hosted by a white supremacist.
That's why I agreed to do this, because I was like, all right, that's one thing that I'm hosting them, but can I be the guest of a white supremacist? Elijah, it's a pleasure to be here in your futuristic synthwave studio.
That's definitely not a closet in the Blaze Media studios.
No. It's not the smallest room I've ever seen.
Exactly. Speaking of small, I also brought on legendary John Doyle from Heck Off Commie.
So true.
Welcome back to the show, John.
Thank you. Thanks for bringing us to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, it does look a little bit like that here. So obviously, if you can go to my screen here, Savannah, you guys, they've got some good news. Okay, don't take my word for it, Dave. Don't take my word for it, John. The CDC says fully vaccinated Americans can return to life without masks. We have all longed for this moment. Let's read a second from this. Coming down here, we got some awesome free-thinking people.
Good people. Look at those good people.
Yeah, queuing. Can we just talk for a second about how masks plus queuing might be the worst combo ever than a roofie and an alcoholic drink without you noticing?
What happened to social distancing? You know, now they have the stuff on the floor that says you must social distance. Like when I was getting on the plane to come here, they still have that when you're waiting in line. Stand here. And everyone's just ignoring it. Everyone's just ignoring everything. They've destroyed everything because of all the nonsense that they've peddled. No one believes anything anymore.
I know, and you saw that too. Remember I got a free upgrade to first class and I was like boasting about it, and then you saw what that basically all classes on planes right now are basically like putting you in a cattle car.
That was the worst flex I've ever been on the receiving end. You were just like, dude, you know, when you're like at my level, you can ride in first class, and I like look over, you've got like an extra 2 inches of leg room, and I was just like, oh, to be
and I got
Elijah
a can of
Schaefer.
Coke. I got a can of Coke.
Oh,
and you did
man.
Pleb.
Regular Coke?
Yeah, with like the Mexican cane sugar.
Wow.
I know, this is crazy.
That's the good stuff.
Look at this. It says, check this out, guys. The government has returned back to normal. It says the Centers for Disease Control, our Lord and Savior, who died on the cross for our sins, rose again 3 days later or 15 days later, has announced that fully vaccinated Americans may return to normal life without masks, whether they are indoors or outdoors, in the vast majority of settings, of course, being vague there. What are the details? Well, the CDC on Thursday afternoon issued a new guidance regarding mask wearing and businesses. The organization's latest announcement reveals that Americans are no longer advised to wear masks, either indoors or outdoors, save for a handful of instances, including in healthcare settings or at businesses that require them or on airlines. So completely inconsistent. We're going to get into that. And a lot more here on Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV. This is the first time that Dave's going to get confettied. This confetti of color.
Oh, this is very exciting.
You like that?
I haven't been confettied like this since I lived in Chelsea years ago.
I know. We always say it's a nice explosion of color in your face. John, do you get a little confetti?
I was hoping I'd get some consolatory confetti.
There you go.
Sav, are you
there
going you on go camera today?
Sure, I'll go on camera with you guys. I'll get some confetti too. What's up, Dave? Thanks for coming into studio with us.
Yeah, look at this. This is a crazy
little party, man.
That you people are doing.
I always tell people that that's the graphics that they pay for when they get memberships at blazetv.com/Elijah. You get that kind of graphics. Before we jump into today's stories, I got to give a huge shout out to our sponsor for today. So I don't think we're supposed to bring guns in the studio, but I totally did. So check this out. I have, it's not loaded, don't worry guys, in case you just want to know, there's literally nothing in it. But on the real note, I got a new custom milled gun. I know you're a little bit jealous.
I am a little bit jealous. It's very John Wick.
Yeah, it's very good. And speaking, you have a lot of guns yourself.
Me? Not after the boating accident. Yeah. Not after the boating accident.
Okay, well, a lot of us buy guns. We want to know, oh yeah, I want a gun. It's cool. But you don't think about how you're actually going to carry it. You don't think how you're going to actually bring it around town, how you're going to handle it. Guns are heavier or more lopsided, or they're all different, which is why I got to talk to you about Northwest Retention. Not only is this company amazing, the owner is amazing. He's just a great guy. We've talked multiple times. He's running an amazing American-made company, which you should support, but also he makes the best holsters and slings for your guns in America, hands down. And they're actually custom too, to what you want. Not only the shape for your gun, which a lot of people don't offer, but also the finishes. He also has these new AR-15 rifle slings, and he has a Scout chest holster, which is amazing if you're running. You know, I mean, you never know. We're doing constitutional carry here in Texas. You saw that.
Anything can happen here in Texas.
Yeah.
It's very obvious.
We're moving on that. But obviously you can't just have a gun sitting on your side. You've got to have something that is not too tight, but also not too loose. We also have Savannah looking as hot as ever, modeling that gun. Dave, she looks good there.
She looks good.
What looks better on that picture? It's the holster.
The holster looks amazing.
Yeah, in Nader. I want to encourage you to check out their website, Northwest Retention, because honestly, they have goals to bring you the best service, quality, and value to the marketplace. But honestly, I also use their products. Sav uses their products. We all use their products, so you should too. Go to nwretention.com. Use code OFFENSIVE to save 10% on your order, which is actually amazing because you actually will be surprised about how cheap these things are for the quality that you get. It's amazing. Go to nwretention.com. Use code OFFENSIVE. That's nwretention.com. Use code OFFENSIVE to get the best holsters and slings in America. Please check it out and trust your guns with the best holsters in America. Okay, so check this out. I'm sure you guys are aware, if there's anybody in the world that you want to get their advice more, it would be a dementia patient. You've had a lot of experience with dementia people. Joe Biden. I just want to get your opinion on Joe. What's going on there?
Joe has dementia, and everyone knows he has dementia, and we're not allowed to talk about it, and that's a problem. And what's going to end up happening is at some point, the ship will crash. The dam has to break here, right? Because everyone around him knows something's not right with him. They push him out there. I don't know if they're drugging him up or whatever they
Adderall.
Do in these little Adderall or whatever it is in these minor moments that he has some level of cognition, but then he loses his train of thought. He slurs over all these words. He doesn't know where he is. It's just so obvious. It's so obvious. But what will eventually happen is the rats are going to have to get off the ship. Somebody in the administration is going to finally be like, you know what? I need to be the first one out, because this is, it's truly like an epic scandal. Like the idea that the president of the United States is mentally compromised, and we all know that, scandal. So someone's going to be like, I better be the first one off. And then once they drop it at Washington Post or whatever it is, then everyone's going to have to break. And that will be interesting. I mean, it will be fabulous actually to watch these people go at each other. Oh, no. I was the one that was trying to say, you know, he had a problem. I was the one, but they silenced me. And then no, you were the one that was silencing me. Like eventually they will have to turn on each other, or they just kill Biden. I mean, who the hell knows?
This is like, yeah.
They just push him down the stairs.
John's like sweating over here. He's like, stop reading my diary. Yeah. What do you think? I mean, honestly, honest take here, Joe Biden. I mean, we rarely ask that. We talk about what he does, but just honest take, Joe Biden.
I'll give you my honest take. To Dave's point about how the media has been handling it, I think it's going to be really interesting to sort of analyze how they're covering Biden versus how they covered Trump in regards to like the mental competence and whether or not we're perceived to be like a respectable country by the world. Because for 4 years, they told us we're the laughing stock of the world as, you know, countries like Russia or China extended at least a little bit of respect to us. But now they're being directly, like rhetorically challenging to the Biden administration because they know that he's mentally compromised and they don't have to pretend otherwise. Whereas our media are doing what's referred to as room service journalism, with instead of asking him tough questions like, oh, well, what's your favorite flavor of soft serve, Mr. President? And so my honest take is like literally the last 2 weeks I've been binge watching like clips of like Vladimir Putin and like Bashar al-Assad, like just wishing for a competent male leader, but we just don't have one.
Let's not forget, it was a massive scandal when Donald Trump drank a glass of water like this.
Can we all just take a sip of tea in honor? This is just a cheers.
In solidarity.
Step. Yeah.
And while the other sipping, I just want to jump in and say that, you know, everyone says that Joe Biden is really bad at things, but I think that he's done a really good job at destroying an entire country in record time. So there you guys go.
Well, that's the funny thing to me, because, you know, I was warning all my good liberal, my quote unquote good liberal friends, like, guys, this thing is going to be a disaster. This old buffoon is not going to stop wokeism or all the craziness. It's like some of these people owe me an apology.
Yeah.
But, you know, the apologies don't come, Elijah.
Well, the apologies do not come because, you know, this is let's just talk about Joe Biden. OK, let's go to my screen here. So Joe Biden, the most popular president in the history of the United States, said that after a year of hard work and so much sacrifice. But can I say this, by the way, of hard work? He's giving a good nod to President Trump.
Yeah.
Because he's only been in for a couple months.
Right.
And so much sacrifice. Like, what did he do? He didn't even leave his basement. The rule is now simple: get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. So here's the precedent. He's saying that if you are not vaccinated, obviously you can remove your mask. So this has created the newest paradox for the never Trumpers, for the doomers and the branch COVIDians and all of those people that are out there is when you see someone without a mask, are they a Trump supporter or are they the most compliant government sheep you've ever seen in your life? There's no difference now between the Trumplicans and the autocratic slaves. And it's like, that's where we are. And I like this now because I think we're busting some brains.
Oh, brains are busted everywhere. I mean, just walk out on the street and there's just brains everywhere. Go to New York City. It looks like I Am Legend. Like the zombies are out and about. There's no doubt about it. The most disturbing part of that tweet, by the way, is that he said that it is a rule. You know, we're not governed by rules. We're governed by something called laws. And the way that those laws are supposed to come to fruition is that Congress is supposed to write laws, the president is supposed to sign laws, and then the judicial branch obviously makes sure that those laws are legal. That's how the thing's supposed to work. We're not governed by the president just saying we have a new rule. The implication is like if you break that rule, I mean, what is a rule? If you break a rule in a sports game, you get penalized. You break a rule when you're playing a video game, you're in trouble. Like, what are you saying, Biden, if we break your rule? I'm not governed by that man's rules. That man has dementia. Why would you listen to the rules of a dementia patient? Why would that you put something on your face because a dementia patient told you
to? The man is unable to use a restroom unassisted, and that's okay if that's you, but I'm also not going to look to you to tell me how to live my life.
By the way, the dementia stuff, like joking aside for a second, my grandma had dementia. I spent a lot of time taking her to doctors and elder care and geriatric hospitals and all of those things. He seems exactly the way she seemed before it really went bad. So I'm not diminishing the pain and all of that stuff relative to dementia. But my grandma wasn't the president of the United
States. You know what it is? Have you heard of the clown pill?
What's the clown pill?
Oh
no.
Can you please educate him on the clown pill? No, this is the newest one. It's past the black pill. So after you get black pilled, you get clown pilled.
Literally, there is nothing that I would love more than explaining the clown
pill. Please tell me about it. Yeah, tell me about the clown pill.
The clown pill is when you are no longer pessimistic about the state of the world. You simply just laugh at it because you know that it is just so bad that it's actually like worthy of laughter, like almost as though we're on some like sort of sitcom or something.
How long do people last in the black pill before they shift to the clown pill?
Do we have that? Can you hold that up, Savannah?
Or
I just put it up.
Yeah, look. So somebody made us a clown pill for the show. So it is the clown pill. And it's like you pop it in because it's like it's when you are not like shocking your audience.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Even the clown pill's over it. Just try to commit suicide.
No, the clown pill is like when you don't read Joe Biden's tweet and you're like, oh my gosh, they're setting rules. You're like, oh my gosh, we're here now.
Yeah.
Like this is where we're at in the simulation. We're getting like told, we're giving like social rules by a man who's dying on live TV. Like
I like the clown pill.
Yeah. And so you laugh at it and you're like, you're telling your audience, let's talk about what's going on today. It's like the world is your sitcom and you're just laughing with your audience as it like burns to the ground.
Elijah Schaefer, I'm going to bring the clown pill to the masses. I'm going to mention the clown pill on my show next week because, you know, one of the things that I try to do on my show every day is I talk about the news, but I always try to not black pill people, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want humans to just be depressed and broken and crushed. So I always try to kind of give it, you know, a positive, fun spin. But now I have a word for it.
Yeah.
It's the clown pill.
That's probably what's good about it, too. Is like,
I have a medication for it.
While the clown pill is probably a little bit further down the evolution than the black pill. But the black pill is almost like kind of a cope in a way. Because if you're just depressed, like, oh, we can't do anything. It's like, you can do something. You can laugh at it.
You can take the clown pill.
Exactly. You can take the clown
pill. Like this tweet. Let's clown pill further. So the White House, now we have a building, by the way. We have an address giving us directions. You know, like, the White House, like, what? Okay. Speaking of white supremacy, one of their houses is up right now and it's like big news from the CDC. And it's like, I love how they think we're like this much of morons. It's like, this is a United States government organization. You're like, oh, really? The White House? I didn't know. Well, big news. If you're fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask indoors or outdoors in most settings. We've gotten this far, whether you choose to get vaccinated or wear a mask. Please protect yourself until we get to the finish line. I need to talk about this. So when they say we've gotten to this far, my understanding of what this far means is that
it means whatever they want it to mean.
The jobs reports came out.
Yeah.
And Newsom was getting recalled and people were getting tired of Cuomo and Whitmer. And you find out the approval ratings and they're like, okay, we have to stop artificially imploding the nation. We've got to just open back up. And it shows me how disingenuous this whole pandemic has been. Not that COVID is fake, not that it's not a real virus. I mean, you can go test it. Literally, you can sequence it. We know what it is. But it's saying, like, the way that they've handled this, you know that this is government caused, not a natural reaction or a functional reaction, that they can just switch agendas when they realize, like, oh, we've gotten so far into effing over the country that we might not have a country if we don't turn things around and stop pushing this on people.
Well said, Chafer. That's it. I mean, that is it. They have done nothing to fix any of this. Every measure that these idiots have taken, from lockdowns to mask mandates to destroying the country, everything they've done has wrecked everything. They have completely, truth has been just butchered in front of us. I live in LA where we're still under these half lockdowns.
Now, how is it in LA? Please tell us, people, free people of the free world, yeah, of Texas. Well, yeah. Well,
if you come to my house, everything's great. And I have people over and we cook and
I'll come.
A lot of wine and we're having a great time. And we've got weed and the whole thing. It's fantastic.
Nice. But I don't know how to say that, but I'm from California.
No, it's all right. It's for medicinal purposes. I have horrific glaucoma, but I can't even see you right now because I'm here in Dallas.
I need a puff.
No, but so individual people have figured out a way to survive and thrive, I would say, and I would include myself in that. But the state of the state is depressing. There's homeless people everywhere. We know about drug use. They're not arresting people for things. Downtown LA looks like I Am Legend. I mean, it's like you're just waiting for Will Smith to pop out and just like shoot a bunch of homeless people because also they're all drug addicted.
That's your safe word. That's your safe word. You just see Will Smith running down the street. You're like, all right, we got to get out of here.
When I see Will Smith like darting across my lawn, I'm going to be like, all right, now it's officially time to go.
Tell Dave too.
Yeah, Dave too. We're going.
Okay. But let's talk about the BS here. Okay. Let's just talk about this. So, also, to the CEO of Blaze, I'm one of the few shows who actually uses Blaze Media articles for my show. You're welcome. But but also that's my producer. We try to do good here.
That was nice of you.
Yeah. So Blaze Media, a reputable brand that The Intercept calls propagandist, says this. This is so funny. This is the cult. Vaccinated people are far less likely to engage in public activities than unvaccinated Americans, according to a poll. So first of all, what a wreck of an image, John. Can I get your, are you clown-pilled from this image? Are you just sad? What is going on here?
I'm generally clown-pilled regardless of the image. But I think what's interesting is the people, and this is my observation, I guess, the people who are most likely to still take these masks very seriously and like want to stay locked down were already like pretty fragile, yes, borderline insecure people, not very extroverted. They were kind of like, you know, the types of people who'd be like, oh, there are too many of us. We need a new plague. And now they're like, see, this is their excuse to kind of like project their desires onto the rest of society. Like, oh, now we all have to be locked down and I can just stay inside and watch Netflix all day, like the hermit lifestyle.
Yes, they are miserable, self-obsessed, navel-gazing weirdos. And they have psychological problems. It's on you to figure out how you want to live in this world. That really is it, man. Like, get out there and fight for what you believe in and all that stuff. But these people, not only do they not want to do it for themselves, they want to make sure you can't do it too. So the idea that you would be vaccinated if you believe that the vaccination is a good thing, you would be vaccinated, yet you'd still either not go out or you'd wear a mask when you're out. You're either an anti-vaxxer or a conspiracy theorist, far worse than even you.
Yeah, but remember when we almost got to the point to where they were going to make us stick like Q-tips up our butts?
Oh, yeah.
That was like a genuine, like, it wasn't like a joke. Like, I thought it was a joke, but it was like a...
No, they were doing it.
Yeah, like people started sticking stuff up their butts.
They were doing it to Japanese people that were getting into China. They were sticking something in their butt.
Didn't they do it to Biden's envoy? Didn't they do it to the American envoy?
They probed their buttholes.
That's how you know it's propaganda.
Like, what?
They're like, what can we do now? Oh, yeah, stick something up their ass. Let's do it.
I was like, I remember I read it. I thought it was a Babylon Bee article. And that's when I took the clown pill. That's when I couldn't differentiate Babylon Bee from the real news. And then I would have to like, I would read things and I'd be like, is this not the Bee? Is this Babylon Bee? Is this CNN? I don't even know anymore. And it was like, Biden's envoy was probed with Q-tips in their buttholes while visiting Xi Jinping. And then Xi Jinping apologized and said, we didn't mean to do that. And I'm like, is that a real article? And it's like, oh, that happened.
Dude, literally, if you read like the manuals from whether it's like Soviet propaganda or CIA has a few declassified ones on like the propaganda that they would run in banana republics during regime change operations, they literally say, do things just to like like put things that are so false into the media, not to convince people, but just to mock them and let them know that you have that power, like stuff like that, to demoralize them and humiliate them. The same thing, like eat bugs. Oh, they're good for you. Eat the maggots. It's about humiliating the people who aren't in power.
We are basically under a psyop from our own government, something, something like that. But I would say that you want to talk about the clown pill. The best thing that they could do, you stick the thing up their butt, and then you'd be like, okay, and now take the clown pill right now. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you'll feel better.
That's
after
how you
take
the clown pill. The clown pill is anal probe, and you put it up, and you're like, whoa.
I get it now.
Okay.
Yeah,
that goes up. That's it.
Veto. This is not what the clown pill was supposed to be.
But that's the humiliation. But it does. Wait. Hey, you know what? Even if you don't like it, that's also not what they intend heroin for. But people use it the wrong way. Okay. Some people use the clown pill correctly. Some people use it and abuse it. We're using it correctly on this show. No anal clown pills going on here. Mm-mm. Listen to this though. Let's check out the cult members. We're back with the cult. So vaccinated Americans are far less likely to engage in public activities than people who have not yet received the coronavirus vaccine. I can't believe we're still allowed to say vaccine on YouTube. I mean, really, here's where we're at. A survey of 879 vaccinated American adults and 1,321 unvaccinated adults found that those who were not inoculated against COVID-19 were much more likely to want to return to normal and engage in public activities. Morning Consult gauged the interest in both groups in returning to public activities, including going to the gym. Okay, this is so sad. There's people who haven't gone to the gym in a year, and I don't know what's going on with them. They're probably just fat and then now more at risk to complications from COVID. Taking a train. Okay, who's taking trains? Going to a party, attending a concert, going to a wedding, traveling abroad, and going on a cruise. In every possible scenario, the respondents that were not vaccinated were more inclined to participate in these public activities. Look at these numbers. According to a poll, 43% of unvaccinated people felt it was safe to go to the gym versus only 27% of vaccinated Americans. What in the name of mental illness and self-denigration do you have to experience to have two jabs of I don't think we could call it experimental, of the most trusted and safe and popular vaccine in American
let's
history.
Let's not get booted off YouTube right now. And I just want to say, Susan Wojcicki, no matter what Elijah said about you a moment ago, I just think you're wonderful.
Yeah, we actually burn candles in my house to Susan. We have a shrine to Susan Wojcicki. She's actually my God. I've renounced Christ and I've taken the Wojcicki. I've taken Wojcicki. That's what she wants. You know, they come and they hold a gun. This is... They come to your sleep. But no,
you know, they gave her an award. YouTube gave her a free speech award from YouTube.
I heard that she's going to.
Someone told
me she's going to rebuild the temple on the Temple Mount, unite Palestine and Israel, and then claim to be God. And a lot of people are going to believe her.
I hate the Antichrist.
Yeah. No joke. I did not reject Jesus Christ. I just found, I don't know, the third coming. Susan Wojcicki. Okay, but like the 27% thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this, why get the vaccine?
Do you know that when you go to the gym, somebody could drop a weight on your head and kill you? You could slip while you're in the steam room. You could fall down the stairs. The litany of things that you could be killed or injured by at the gym. But we all take that into account and still go to the gym. The point is, life, you could get hit by lightning. Mm-hmm. All sorts of bad things can happen. We know that actually being overweight is one of the main things that'll get you if you get the COVID. So you might want to, instead of giving burgers and fries to people to get vaccinated, you guys saw that. That's what de Blasio is doing in New York. Instead of doing things to make people get fat, or I think, was it Krispy Kreme that said, if you get vaccinated, we'll give you a donut a day. I
mean, oh, there he is.
This is, look at this buffoon, this abject, disgusting, awful, authoritarian, Marxist piece of crap. I don't like that, man.
That's the clown pill.
Yeah,
like,
that's the clown pill. That's it.
Because you know that he was egged on, like, dude, go out there and just eat fries while you're doing it. It's going to make him so mad.
Yeah. Dude, we need to have a graphic. To the audience, if you're computer graphics, please let us know, because if we can get you a high resolution of that, email us or DM, please email us at shernandez@mercurystudios.com inside the description. And if you can turn this into some sort of like a lame boomer, like thing that like comes across the screen or something.
Ooh, we'll I like that. So you want them to take him eating the burger, but clown pill it. I want him eating the clown pill. Get on that, people. That's a retweet from Dave Rubin.
Yeah, put have him eating the clown pill, and also if you can do clown pill confetti, like a bunch of clown pills, just go and like come up. It. Yeah,
like really unnecessary early 2000s like explosions and lightning.
That's the point of the show, actually, is to make it as horrible as possible that it becomes the best worst show on Blaze TV. Meaning it's the lowest budget worst one.
No, it's
but
incredible.
That's what makes you love it.
The fact that they are telling you to eat burgers and fries. I mean. Let's say you're on the fence about the vaccine, so that's why you haven't had it. Who's sitting there, like, on the fence that's like, you know what? I'm going to get a burger for this, so I will let them jab me with this thing.
Shake Shack. Like, this is like.
Is it Shake Shack? No, it's not even Shake Shack. Is it Shake Shack?
Well, that's
really?
True. That's $9. That's pretty decent burger. It's pretty decent, yeah. But it's like, at least, like, when it's there, it's not even like, oh, you get, like, a free burger for a month or something like that. Or, like.
No, you get one.
It's like,
you get extra Shaq sauce on that? That would be.
Yeah.
You see, the governor in Ohio is even offering like tickets for a lottery to win $1 million if you take the vaccine. Taxpayer money.
Did you see that you could get a free joint in New York on 420 if you got the vaccine?
Yep.
Okay, we're talking. Yeah. No, but like, new thing. Guys, new thing. We're going to do a lottery here. It's going to be coming up for not getting the vaccine. We're going to end up doing, I'm going to do a cash prize on the show. Well, I'm going to announce it on the next. I'm going to announce it on the next show. I'm going to figure out with Savannah what we're going to do, but we're going to offer you guys something. If you don't get it, you don't have to prove anything. You're just going to have to do something fun for us. But before we jump any further, I got to tell you guys something important. Guess what? Guess who just moved out of the north part of Fort Worth and into another part of Texas that I can't tell you about because I never tell anyone where I live, but also it's awesome. And guess what they did? They checked my credit score. And guess what happened? Because my credit score was high, I didn't have to pay a deposit. Epic. So credit scores are important. Not only do they save you on deposits, not only do they save you on home financing, on car loans, on anything, but also in general, they just save you money. And a lot of you are like, well, I don't know how to fix my weight. Well, I can't help you there. Definitely not going to Shake Shack, but I can tell you how to fix your credit score. Scoremaster is not just like some sort of credit repair. It's credit science. And you can raise your score up to 61 points in 20 days or less. Now, why do I say 61 points? Now, that's pretty cool. Okay, so let's just say you're in the high 500s to mid 600s when you bought that new car and you're like, well, my rate sucks. My APR sucks. You were like me when I got student loans. By the way, my student loans were like 9.8%, which I think should be illegal. And I needed to refinance my loans. Well, thank God for scoremaster.com/offense. That's OFFENSE. If you had gone to Scoremaster first and you raised your credit score to 61 points, you could have saved $9,000 on your car loan, which is actually kind of a lot of money. And if you go to Scoremaster before applying for a home loan and you raise your score 61 points, you could have saved $100,000. Dave, I'm not a big math guy. Is $100,000 a lot of money?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty, pretty, pretty good.
Double the national average of a yearly income. So I don't know about you, but I would do that as well. So if you go to Scoremaster.com/offense, you can find out right now and enroll in minutes and see how you can save as much points as you can. Go to scoremaster.com/offense. That's scoremaster.com/offense. Okay. So let's just
do you say offense, not offense?
He's so bad at pronouncing.
What's the name of this show, according to you?
Slightly offensive.
Slightly offensive.
My roommate's name is Aldo. Aldo. Hey, are Aldo and John coming over? He like is so bad.
Well, what's the name of the shoe store?
Aldo.
Aldo.
But important,
you call it old,
and I say important, and I also say kitten, and people say that's not how you say those words. I have an accent, and I don't know why. I just have.
I've
like
just never
accent.
Heard anyone say offense. It seems
slightly offensive.
Yeah, that
even
seems
the way
a little
you say
offensive
is offensive.
Yeah, it's a little offensive, frankly.
Yeah, that's more than slightly offensive. I'd say that's substantially offensive.
I like when we roast Elijah on his own show. It's my favorite part of the show.
Wait, I thought that's what we were doing today. That's what they told me.
Oh, yeah, that was
that's
the
what they
theme
told me
of
downstairs.
Show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The security guard was like, make Elijah a danger to himself.
They said, go up to the closet upstairs and make fun of Elijah for an hour.
Can I
that's
tell you,
told
that
me.
Would be the ultimate, that's like, that would be great. I regret turning, like, I regularly turned down early on, like, I'm not going on CNN, I'm just not doing it. I should have just went on and just roasted them and just took my 3 minutes and be like, this network is trash, and never came on again. Be like, you are the most sorry, pitiful excuses for human beings, and also from someone who already has a weird-shaped head, you have an even weirder one, Brian Stelter. So
I swear to you, Elijah, when my book came out, I thought, you know, I was with Penguin, it's a major publisher, like, and we were, you know, New York Times bestseller, which is all nonsense anyway, but... you know, I was
New York Times bestseller. 10,000 copies a week.
Well, the reason I mention that is because I should have been on every CNN show. Fox put me on everything. I should have been on all the MSNBC shows. They should have put me on all of those things, but they put me on none of them. But my goal the entire time was if I get on one of them, that was exactly what I was going to do. I wasn't going to talk about the book. I was just going to turn it to them and be like, and you pathetic potato-shaped freak.
I'm like, COVID.
Oh, God.
Broke Elijah, COVID. Dave. You broke Elijah.
Oh, Lord.
You gave me COVID. I know, that's gross. Okay, let's talk about this. So this article came out. I know this won't surprise you guys.
Excuse me for a second.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Also, you know the truth? So I got this. A lot of the audience knows that I had, this is like a really ugly, weird haircut, but the reason why I got it is because I bought a new shaver, and I used to trim my sides, but I forgot I bought a new one. And so I went up, and it, like, shaved off the sides, and my whole hair got messed up. And the woman was like, who did your last haircut? And I just felt, like, shameful, and I didn't admit it. I was like, I don't remember. But it's fixed, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's talk about this. Speaking of mental illness and CNN people, go to my screen here. This is so crazy. Did you read this article from Vice?
Oh, I saw this. I saw it on the Twitter.
Yeah, so people aren't addicted to wearing masks. They're traumatized. And before we make fun of these people, I actually agree with this article. I'm gonna preface this by saying this is a true statement. People like to say your thoughts about the traumatized people and whether they're weak or not, that's up to you. But check this out. There's a glaring omission from the discussion about why some people can't quit pandemic behaviors, the mental and emotional toll of last year. So here's an Asian. I hope she doesn't get around any Proud Boys or white supremacists that have been attacking them all over New York recently.
Yeah,
it's
a lot of white people attacking Asians lately, yeah.
So around a month ago, Lauren Albanese went to the mall with her uncle and dad, and it was the first time since the pandemic began that the 27-year-old from Staten Island had been around people outside her household. Yikes. As they entered, Albanese froze. All the people around her seemed to move in slow motion. Her dad spoke to her, but she couldn't hear his words. My body completely shut down. This is in quotes for our blind viewers who are listening. Remember, that's those are our blind viewers.
Yeah.
My body completely shut down, triggered by simply being around people, she said. I still feel like I don't have control over myself and how my body reacts after everything that's happened. And it gets worse, actually. Albanese tested positive for COVID-19 3 days after her grandmother died on April 8th, 2020. Not a day goes by. And by the way, that's sad. My mom died about a month after that. So there we go. Not a day goes by when I don't think about the events that took place over a year ago. Listen to how we're talking about this. This is like somebody was on like a battleship during Pearl Harbor. This is the kind of feeling I'm getting from this.
Yeah.
Visual memories flood her mind. The difficulty of picking up her grandmother's ashes due to a crematory backlogs, getting extremely sick herself while trying to grieve, the inability to have a funeral. Her grandma's assisted living facility dumping all of her grandmother's possessions, including her grandfather's ashes, into boxes. When she left the hospital that day, her grandma died and saw a line of people outside the hospital who weren't permitted to enter. They just wanted to be near the building to their loved ones. So this is to go down. Needless to say, it hasn't been easy for Albanese to adjust, quote, back to normal. And as the United States improves its COVID-19 situation with daily case numbers a fraction of what they were during the January peak, of course, because we changed the cycle count on the test, but that's a whole nother story. There's been a small but vocal backlash against those who, like Albanese, aren't swiftly shaking off the events or newly acquired safety behaviors of the past year. Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Like, I know we like to laugh about people wearing masks in their car and stuff. And I mean, you point out that they're weak, but like when you read this, this person has been the subject of abuse,
yeah,
of government abuse, of media abuse. Like, this person should be able to sue CNN, honestly. Like, this person, somebody owes this person, like, actually money. I think so. Like, somebody traumatized and manipulated this person to the point where they're 27. They've had COVID, so they obviously have immunity. And they're actually, they suffer from real post-traumatic stress disorder in a mall, in a shopping mall.
Yeah, well, the lighting in these malls, you know what I mean? It can be so harsh. It's so bright.
Also, so many young people just running around the malls these days trying to get the latest shoes. It is. There's hordes of young youth. It's
the
like kids just running
with
around.
The shoes.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all running around. But it's like, when I read this, like I at first I was like, I read the title and I was like, oh, what a loser. And then I read the story and I'm going, holy crap.
Yeah.
There are people in our society, like, this is not a joke, that are permanently, like, maybe, like someone who commits suicide. I think suicide numbers are gonna rise. These people think they lived through one of the most traumatic events in history. Meanwhile, we've been dancing at Red River Two-Step Country Bar people on like saddles hanging from the ceiling, drinking Blue Moons and having the time of our lives.
Where was my invite? I'd like to dance.
You never been to Red River?
I've never been to Red River.
Oh, next time you're out, it's like the most, it's like from the 60s, 70s, the most iconic, epic Southern, like two-step, like thousands of people inside, no masks, just the most epic place that you'll ever go to. And it's like, you, it's so epic.
I went to a cigar bar in Dallas last night, which is why my voice is a little gravelly today, with Tyler from The Blaze. And it was jam-packed and we smoked cigars and we drank tequila and nobody was wearing masks. But you are right. These people are suffering from a mind virus. I think the mind virus actually is much worse than the other virus. Yes, 500,000 people died, and we know most of them were old and had comorbidities, and that's not to diminish anyone's parent that died or anything else, but the long-term effects of what they've done to people. This 27-year-old girl is going to walk around and tell her grandchildren one day of what she lived through, and in fact, what she lived through was the flu, you know, like a little extra flu, and we destroyed the world in honor of it.
Be careful, Dave. Don't upset the Lord and Savior, Susan.
Oh, and again, I just want to say I love being on YouTube, and Susan Wojcicki is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Yeah, and I want people to get 10 jabs.
Yeah, so everyone should be vaccinated every morning before morning. You should just have a vaccination station next to your
bed.
Yeah,
and anal swabs and everything. Just puck them up. You should be doing two double fisting, anal swab and injection at the same time. But on the trauma, John, I mean, because you're... Okay, this is why I like. Do you know? I'm not a fan if you don't know who John is.
You're a trauma expert, if I'm not mistaken.
That is me. Trauma expert, black person expert, clown pill expert.
Yeah.
Another name key for John.
He's a trauma expert. So, yeah. John's 21. John's Gen Z. I like John.
Incredible.
Built a big audience on YouTube, even when you can't build an audience. 300,000 subscribers already at 21, dropping the truth, honestly.
What is it you're doing on the YouTube?
Saying what I think, basically.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Basic stuff, but on the trauma thing, I will say, when I call these people weak, I don't necessarily mean that to be pejorative. I think that that's just sort of the natural state of things. Some people are more susceptible to just believing what the government or media tells them than other people. I think that Vice printed that story very specifically. I don't think they would have printed the average story, which are like, there are girls that I know, people I know who just like are wearing the mask now because they don't want to be identified as Trump supporters or Republicans, or they just like feel as though, well, it's probably not safe because the government and the adjacent media apparatuses have like led them to this point, and now they're not ready to leave quite yet. It's going to take another year for them to be comfortable with that. But that's the question, I think, is will that individual or somebody like her have the agency to be like, I have been lied to deliberately, and I will then, you know, take action, whether that's protesting or even filing a lawsuit against these people. It reminds me of a story, and I'm going to butcher it because I don't remember the specifics, but there was like a guy who lived, he had a big property near Area 51, and he could like see over his property line like what they were doing over there, and he started asking questions, and so they actually sent like government agents to his house and told him that, you know, they're doing experiments with like UFO technology because they wanted to hide what they were actually doing, which is like some nuke stuff or whatever. So then like decades later, one of the guys who was working on that case with him retired and took him out to dinner and tried to tell him the truth. And he like leaned in and he was like, hey, man, you know, I want you to know that what we were actually doing was like some top secrets, like airfare, whatever. And the guy like leaned back in and was like, it's okay. I know that it was actually aliens. Like, even when they tried to tell him the truth, it didn't even matter because he was so conditioned by that point that he could never deviate from that state of mind. And I think that's where we're at right now. Like, they will never hold accountable the people who were telling them the truth. The people that they propped up as like heroes, like Dr. Fauci or like whoever. It's like they are the good people in their mind. And so if like this is bad for them, it's just because you weren't wearing your mask or you weren't taking the vaccine. That's why you see all the people responding to the things about, oh, I'm not going to wear the mask anymore because I don't want to be identified as a Republican. These people who I believe are weak-minded, which isn't necessarily, again, a bad thing, but like they are now staring into the abyss where they now have the responsibility to make a moral declaration on whether or not someone is good and bad. It used to be the mask. You wear a mask, you're a good guy. You're on my team. You're not, you're a bad guy. You're killing grandma. But now it's like on them again to assess people's character and people's morality and values and actually like interact with people. And they don't want to do that because they want the nanny state to just do it for them via the mask.
I have two thoughts here. Mm-hmm. First off, when you say girls, you meant birthing people, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes. Birthing persons.
Birthing people. And then secondly, weak-minded. Mm-hmm. You're a Star Wars guy.
Oh yeah. Oh,
what if we just start Jedi mind tricking these people?
Oh, what if we just start Jedi mind tricking people?
Try it on him.
I'm sorry for your generation isn't in the worst shape and experiencing the worst situation in America of any generation.
oh, I'm like happy all of a sudden.
Yeah, it didn't work.
America will continue. You have nothing to worry about.
Yeah. You take joy in the fact that Dave Rubin is rich and successful and older than you, but you may never get there, but still have a fun time.
You have a real future on YouTube.
Yeah. Am I looking forward to having a family, sending kids to college? No, I'm looking forward to the next Marvel Comics movie.
You will reach a million subscribers. You know, I mean, like, you did. Congratulations, by the way. You're past that now, but I remember that it was a big deal.
No joke. When we got, that was when Social Blade, remember Social Blade, which was live tracking?
Where you could actually
deleting them, I remember from
when we got to like 950,000, it was incredible what they were doing. I would go on Social Blade because I wanted to actually, if I could, I wanted to actually see the moment, you know, the moment we were going to cross the million. And it would be like, I'd be getting more views than ever. People were so excited for the million. They wanted me to be live when it was going to happen. And we were just watching it drop. I'd lose 50 subscribers in a second. Then I'd gain 2. Then I'd lose 100. Then I'd gain 10. And it was just, and it took us probably an extra, no joke, 6 months to get there. And now they've just screwed everything. None of the numbers mean anything on YouTube. And then, by the way,
so because Social Blade was allowing us to track them deleting subscribers, so they changed the way that they present information. They said it was for our mental health. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
They said it was because we were watching too closely our subscriber count, as if our platforms that we're building, the people wonder why we care about followers, is because like it would be like a company growing in revenue so you can hire more people. Like the more people that
white
watch
supremacist
us,
stuff, yeah, you
the,
know?
The more people that watch us, the more we can hire more people, we can grow the company. And that's how that works, is ad revenue increases, et cetera.
Yep.
But it's like, what's so funny is like, do you know that since January 6th, when Twitter got a hold of my account, and I have not gained a single follower since January 6th on Twitter. I haven't gained one. So that's crazy. Yeah. And it's to the point where like it actually jumps. So like I'll go up 500 and then like within a minute goes, and it's not even a joke. I refresh the page.
I got you.
And it goes back down and you go, what the hell? And you go to like Social Blade and it's like gained 85, lost 85, gained 200, lost 200. And you're going, and they've admitted doing this, and people don't realize even on YouTube, like straight up, like there was, I mean, it is absolutely crazy what they've done. And this is why, check this out. It's about conditioning. People don't even get how much they control information. Watch this. This will blow your mind. I mean, it won't actually, because you live in California.
Yeah, if you can blow my mind, I'll be seriously impressed, man. I've been through a lot the last couple of years.
Let me blow somebody's mind.
Come on.
My grandma watches this show. So Grandma Lois, we love you. You want to give a shout out to Grandma Lois?
I love Grandma Lois. Grandma
they
Lois,
love you, Grams.
How you doing?
You want to give a shout out to Grandma Lois?
We love Grandma. I mean, she knows that. We go way back.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna get her on my show. How epic
you
is
should
that?
Have Grandma Lois
I'm my
on
grandma
show.
On my show.
That's what I love about baby boomers. They get like a lot of crap, but it's good because what defines them is their inability to like accept change. So the country's changing and we need them to get on board with things. They're like, I don't know about that. But then on the other hand, it's like, they're never going to accept something like gender theory, because they're just like, nah, it's boys and girls. Like, they just dismiss it. It's great.
Yeah. I like boomers. Watch this. So Joe Biden's Instagram, which you may be following and not know, says new CDC guidance, fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear a mask. Now let's read the comments. Okay. This is a fun part of the show where it's like, nah. Like, it's a person's. Who is this? Hold up. Let's see this. Who is this? Oh.
Right. Does he mean nah, meaning, okay, I was vaccinated and we must continue to wear masks? Or nah, meaning I'm not listening to you, you old buffoon?
No hate on the gay community at all, but it's just like.
You can hate on the gay community.
Okay, I will. Then let's hate on the gay community.
That's
with Dave
terrible
Rubin.
Terrible shirt.
Hating on homosexuals with Dave Rubin for 50 minutes straight, a new series. But it's like, I mean, it's like with a guy like this, it's just like, you know, I mean, I just, okay. I expect it. Like, you're not going to see some Chad dude with like a gun on the side being like, nah, I'm going to just like continue to cuck myself out. Like, it's going to be a guy that's more feminine, that's into this kind of stuff. And this is the problem with culture and masculinity and everything, is like, everybody's just become so weak, so not genuine to their biology, to who they are, not living according to what actually makes them great. And they sit around with a shirt like this thinking that they look good. And really, we're sitting here on the show being like, aha, I can tell by the way that you dress and you look that you probably are not someone who's able to think for yourself.
By the way, what you're saying right there, I don't even think that's a commentary on sexuality. There are very masculine gay guys. There are effeminate straight guys. Like, that's actually not a comment on that. But your broader point of like a guy like that, like when he says, nah, well, what are you really saying to Biden? Like, what are you saying? Like, nah, I will live like this forever. I will always do what everyone wants me to do forever. That's what I'll do with my
That's
ridiculous
how he
shirt.
Talks.
How was that? That was pretty good.
Considering good. That was Dave Rubin trying to convince people he's gay.
I'll do whatever you want. Whatever you want me to do it.
Dave's the first person I feel like that you have to like mentally remind yourself that you're gay. Because you're like...
We joked the other day,
someone gonna tell, like, because I know people tell people, like, is somebody gonna tell someone that they're gay? It's like, somebody gonna tell Dave one day he's not actually gay?
I mean, if I'm not gay, I'm doing something very wrong here. There's been some major confusion along the way.
You say maybe, I don't know. Somebody's gonna tell him that he's not. But it's like, honestly, and I'm like hating on the gays with John and Dave. No, yeah. Never. But on the real note, it's like this brings up the point about the importance, like you even said, it doesn't mean you're not masculine.
It has nothing to do with sexuality per se. It's about independence.
Yeah, but we need masculine men and we need feminine women who understand their roles in the family, in society, that people that understand that they're independent, that it's about you making your own decisions for you, yourself, and your family, that you guys are together, that you are demonstratively understanding. And that guy is not going to lead us into the next era. He's progressive, but he's keeping us from actually going forward.
Yeah, that's funny because we were in back when they opened up the gyms over the summer in Michigan for like the first time in months. We were in there and we were benching and they had closed the tennis courts down and moved all the equipment in there so it was more spaced out. So we were benching and there was this guy literally on the other side of the tennis court on an elliptical and he was mad at us because we didn't have our masks on when we were benching. God. He made a point to come over there and he was like waddling over and he was like, you guys need to have your mask on. Like, you remember? And he was like, made a big deal about it. We just kind of observed that. Like, you'd never see a guy like rack like a 315 squat and then just be like, hey, bro. Put your mask on, mask up, build back better. Like, it's always going to be like the little elliptical guy.
But if you feared COVID, you wouldn't be walking towards the people without the mask. Did you see that video? Remember that video very early on? I think it was at Hobby Lobby, actually, where there's this woman not wearing a mask and she's buying whatever it is you buy at Hobby Lobby. And this guy is chasing her around the store. And he's like, put on your mask, put on your mask. Now, that means that he obviously doesn't believe in COVID because he's walking to the woman. And then he said something that actually really clicked, like, what's wrong with these people to me. He goes, I have to wear the mask. We have to all wear the mask. Why don't you have to wear the mask? And I was like, that actually sounds like a third grader. That doesn't sound like an adult. Like, no one's forcing you to do anything. No one's forcing you to be at Hobby Lobby or be like a smug prick or any of these things. But you get to do something that I don't get to do. Like, that's what these people
are
doing.
My mom said it's my turn on the PlayStation.
Exactly.
That is so true.
You've seen those Ben Shapiro memes? You've been tight. Mom says
you have to pick a game that's for two players.
Oh, that's funny. That was pretty good, Shapiro. That was pretty good.
Yeah. And okay, before we go any further, we're going to talk about more of these comments and the insanity, but I got to talk to you about something else insane. I'm sure you guys know a little bit about Hunter Biden, or maybe you don't know because tech companies decided that you shouldn't. Well, guess what? Hunter Biden is still up to no good. In fact, from his shady foreign business dealings to his lies in the media to the media lying for him, let's just talk about the crime syndicate of the Bidens who are working overtime to cover up Hunter's laundry list of scandals, including possibly being in rooms with minors naked and things that I feel uncomfortable talking about on the show because it's really gross and I don't want to, you know, get zucked. But, you know, someone's stepping up to the plate and media and big tech are helping Biden get away with it. So someone's got to expose him. And that's why the filmmakers behind the Gosnell movie are making the movie My Son Hunter. So the Hunter Biden movie is to put an end to the Biden media cover up and to once and for all get out into the world what's actually happening. And if you think movies don't wake people up, think about you. When did you wake up? You probably randomly just saw a movie. You probably saw a social media clip and you finally were like, oh shoot, I've been asleep. Well, that's why My Son Hunter will expose it all to people who don't know anything. And maybe that's you. Well, I'm going to tell you this. It's about the laptop, about the shady foreign business dealings, about Hollywood, all these things. And they won't fund it because they're a part of it. So it's just too controversial to expose some of the most powerful people in the world because I don't know, you might end up Seth Rich. So, I mean, sorry, it's true. These independent filmmakers are relying on you guys. So please, your gift of $10, $50, or $100 or more will help stop the Biden media cover-up and make the movie My Son Hunter. And also, check this out. You're looking for some ways to get some tax write-offs? Yeah, well, it's 100% tax deductible. So please go to mysonhuntermovie.com. That's mysonhuntermovie.com right now to make your donation and help make this incredibly important film. Get your tax deductible donation to making an important expose. So let's expose, speaking of the Bidens.
Elijah, before you continue, can I just say, apropos of nothing, I just want to say that Susan Wojcicki is a great woman. Yeah. I just want to just make that point. I know that was sort of a non sequitur, but I just think she's a great woman, and it's important that all of us, and how many subscribers do you have on YouTube?
300,000.
300,000. You may want to say something nice about her.
Yeah, I really appreciate Susan making 300,000 alt accounts and just subscribing to my channel that many times just to show her support.
A lot of bots over there with this one.
On the side note, like while we're at it, let's just go through and the list here and just say, okay, cool. I love Israel when I need to, but when I need to look edgy and love the Palestinians, I love them too. Depending
Queers
on who's
for Palestine,
asking.
You know?
Yeah. I'm a Jewish queer for Palestine. Yeah. Dude, I should make a shirt that says Jewish queers for Palestine. Okay. Yeah. Epic. And also Savannah, you want to just come out and just say something that brings on more subscribers and keeps the channel safe?
No.
She's like, no,
there's nothing that can be done.
Okay. So let's look at this. So this show is horrible, but it's great. So
wait, this is a show?
Yeah, he's like,
they told me to come up here and play with you for an hour. What?
Dude, that's literally, I can't even say the joke here because I say too many jokes that I shouldn't say. So we'll just move on with this. So people are commenting more on this, saying things like this, ready for this? Like as if like it's too soon. So it's like, remember it was like, trust the experts, trust the CDC. And then now the CDC and the experts are like, okay, you can take off your mask. And now people are like, oh, now we don't trust them. Yeah.
That was such a good point too, that Dave made. Like, it's not about the danger. Like if any three, one of us three walked into like a Whole Foods with an AR-15 or something, people would be like, what the hell? And they'd walk out. They'd get out of there. But when we don't have a mask on, they're not in danger. They're mad because we're not doing the thing. It'd be the same if we walked in there without like a shirt on. Like, hey, you're supposed to be doing that. Why aren't you doing that? And it's like the conformity thing, because these weaker minded people know that their best chance of survival is to trust the people who have power, because like people who are strong minded are like, we're going to be fine by ourselves. So their brains are literally wired to secrete dopamine whenever they listen to what the big government tells them. And so it like makes them feel good. It's like the third grader. It's like, well, he said this, can I have two cookies? Can I have two apple juices? Because he's not going to get one because he was talking when you were. It's like they're children.
This guy gets it. And I think deserve 301,000.
Susan, get on it, please.
Hey,
I can't subscribe, obviously. I'm very busy during the day, but, you know.
If only someone had 1.5 or 1.6 million subscribers and could platform him, that would be crazy. I like, John's one of my favorite YouTubers, you know that? I love your YouTube.
No.
I love John's YouTube. But guess what? Savannah has a YouTube as well, and she's growing it, and I'm very happy.
I do.
She's doing really good. She's at what? Like, how many subscribers now?
18,000.
Well, that's congratulations.
Pretty that's pretty
you.
Good.
You know, I'm definitely not in your guys' league, but one day.
Well, this guy has more than all of us combined. But
it's not about how many subscribers you have. It's about...
It's not about the size. Size doesn't matter.
It's not about the size. It's Dave about Rubin the quality said, of the people that are subscribing. I get out there on the road and I meet all of them. If you subscribe to my channel, I show up at your house with them. Yeah. That's what I do.
He
now.
Gives you that. Yeah. And he gives you a Susan with Jackie candle so you can build your own shrine.
See,
kit.
I'm going to just go ahead and blame my subscriber count on the fact that I'm brown and you guys are white. So clearly there's a bias, there.
Biased.
So I have to fight twice as hard and I'm a woman. You guys will never understand.
That's true.
You really won't.
Susan with Jackie, elevate a mixed
equity.
Asian equity. Woman, please add 100,000 subscribers like you added followers to the White House account.
Mm-hmm. Giving Savannah a million subscribers is infrastructure.
It is infrastructure. That is true.
Does Savannah know that her type of brown doesn't count?
I'm white passing. Dave, you're right.
Somebody hate crime her.
Yeah, okay. Savannah Hernandez is white passing.
Well, okay, but look at this. So speaking of like not trusting the science, like why are we so confused?
Yeah.
Look at this video. What is this video? Video two. Biden is still not following his own CDC and his mandates because we're going to find out why. Okay, let's watch this.
Well, look, I think people who've been vaccinated are starting to get a little bit impatient with what can I do? Can I go indoors? Can I take masks off, et cetera? And I think the CDC is getting there step by step. So right now you can do pretty much everything outdoors without a mask. You can do everything indoors if you're around vaccinated people without a mask.
So why were they all wearing masks in there yesterday?
Well, I don't think that, I'm not sure that the president is the average person. I personally think there's a lot of protections around the president. Why does he need lots of Secret Service agents? Why do they belt and suspender everything with the president? Because he's a very important person. And I think you shouldn't take your mark just by what you see in the Oval Office. I think most people, if you're indoors around other people that are vaccinated, the CDC says it's okay. And I think you should listen to the CDC on that.
Do you guys bleep? What? Do you bleep on this show? Do you bleep?
Yes.
That guy. Yes. One more bleep? Can we get one more bleep ready? him. I mean, these people are he's a very important person, not like you people. He has to have people. They also made the argument that the reason he has the mask around him is because they made the complete reverse argument like a week or two ago, because they were like, oh, he's the president. He's out there. People are always coming up to him. Mm-hmm. No one can come up to Joe Biden and touch him. First off, if you touch him, you know, you'd go right through
him. He can't even come up to people.
They won't let him go up to people or media. But like, screw those people. It's clown, man. It's clown pill. Because it's clown bill, because they just, everything they say, they mean the reverse of it. Everything.
It's true. I mean, clown pill. Is it your thoughts on this? It's like, that was why I wanted to end with that clip, because it was like, at the end of all of this, it's like the president's social media accounts, which we know he fully operates himself, and he does all his own tweeting and posting and graphic design.
Clearly.
But it's like, but also the president isn't going to follow the experts anymore because he's really important. And so you wear masks.
He's above us. He's above us.
Yeah.
They almost even implied that like COVID was like sentient. Yeah. When they were like, oh, the Secret Service has to protect him from all sorts of things. It's the same reason he wears a mask, like as though like coronavirus is going to like have a conscious, like we need to take this guy out and like make an effort.
They're like down with Hamas. It's like COVID's like pro Hamas or something. It's got like a political slant.
Yeah. Now, see, Dave, what you missed last show was we actually played like a Jesus had to come and physically destroy COVID video, and that would have been perfect for this moment because that's how they act. Like,
did
COVID
you
is.
Do you have that? We don't have that.
I don't have it. I'll add it in post. So it's such.
Yeah,
a good
we'll just play
video.
A it's quick so second good. Of that.
Well,
Jesus
I haven't
COVID.
Seen it, but I'm sure it's amazing.
Well, yeah. On that note, guys,
I fully endorse that clip that I have not seen, and thank you for mentioning a clip that I haven't seen.
It's so good. But on that note. I want to remind you guys, please, if you make it this far in the podcast, this is a really important thing.
Yes.
So if you make it an hour into a show, there's either two things. Either A, you thoroughly enjoy the show.
Yeah.
Or B, something's wrong with you and you need to like be busier and like do something else with your time. If you make an hour into a show and you
or
don't
you
like it.
You might have a porn tab open and you're going back and forth. I mean,
your mom might come in.
Who's to know?
Your mom might come in. Okay. But here's the thing. So I tell people, if you make it this far, please leave a 5-star review and tell us that you love the show.
Yes.
And also, if it's not 5 stars, don't leave it. One of you guys wrote a really nice review and gave us 2 stars. And I was like, it was like, I really love this show. 2 stars. And I was like, why?
I love the show, but your comedy ruins it. So
yes,
you might
as level comedy. But we always read a couple of reviews. You might get your review read
on the
show.
That's a nice thing to do. There you go.
So we always read the names. And I don't know why they always have names like this. So check this out. Review one from Tyler Gwindizel.
Oh, yeah.
Said, leftists hate him. Find out why. Absolutely love the show. Watch on Blaze TV. First saw you on Crowder after your face got messed up. This is such a sad reputation. What a fool. Like, there's one more bleep. What a fool. What a fool. Tough, like, reputation to have. I couldn't have you be the only F word in the show.
No, that
so
was
so we
impressive
had to be together.
You brought that around.
But it was like, it's like everyone's like, oh, you're that guy who's had to have mouth surgery. Keep cracking jokes and making the old people scratching their heads with the new lingo. As if I'm young with new lingo. Hey kids, want to talk about some based memes? Like I'm literally that meme. Okay. Like I don't know anything. Might be all we have left. God bless. Which is that. And I saw you having a lot of young people on too. That's why I'm trying to have more Gen Z people on the show. Cause I don't know what the hell's going on the new generation.
Well, because the boomers and the Gen Xers, we've all dropped the ball and these guys are going to kill all of us.
And millennials,
with good reason.
Millennials like made it worse. Like somebody just like tossed the salad and then we just like spit in it. And then we're like, here you go. Here's society.
The day of the pillow.
Okay. How old are you? You look like you're 12. You look like you have facial hair, but you look like you're 12 under that. Like a 12.
I love you, Dave. Like, I really love you.
You look like Joe Biden would want to hug you a little longer than normal.
He would definitely be sniffing your hair. Whatever it is. You're 21?
Yeah.
With 300,000 subscribers.
He's reverse 12.
You're like one of those people.
That's my favorite. Like people that give me crap online, you know, calling me a Nazi. And it's always like you're a Nazi or you're like literally 12. Like there's no like addressing the intellectual. It's like, you're 12.
So, yeah. Well, it's better than my 8-year-old producer who's like, looks like a child. Like, you know, I tell her, I go, she's literally should get a side job being that girl on To Catch a Predator that goes, just 1 second. Oh. I got to go get something from the closet.
Is it
and
weird that
Chris
I like,
Hansen comes out
I'm
and
like,
it's her?
Kind of in love with that girl.
Well, the girl that like tries to look like she's like 18.
But not in a weird way, because she is like 21, but she's got like the Vineyard Vines hat. She's like this very nice young girl, and she's like taking down pedophiles. Like, what more could you ask?
That's actually kind of cool. Ed, pedophile taker downer. Okay.
It's a good handle.
I do. Yeah, I do like that. We have one more review. Tip Driller.
I knew you were going to laugh at that name today.
Tip Driller. Somebody's getting their tips drilled. Says, love the show. After listening to this show, You will understand why Elijah is rated as a top 17 host. We always tell people that. You know, I'm in the top 17 conservative hosts because there's actually only about 17.
Wow.
So I'm in there.
You're on the list. Yeah. The list.
There's only 17 of us left, so I'm in there.
Pretty good.
Came for the high-definition confetti. That's true, but stayed for the certified fact-checking. Did you hear about that? I became a certified fact-checker.
Oh, I think I did see something about that on Twitter. But then you're not.
But no, I self. You, yeah. No, I am. I self-certified myself because I found out that Facebook just certifies their own fact checkers Facebook. So I became Blaze Media's first certified fact checker, certified by Blaze Media, and now I'm certifying fact checkers who can say, "Well, I've been certified by a certified fact checker, Dave Rubin, honorary." Certified fact checker from Elijah Schaefer. You're now one.
When the New York Times called me a white supremacist the other day, you certified fact checked that for me. I remember.
I did.
And a thank you again for
that,
by the way.
It says, but honestly, if you want to know what is truly going on in the world today and a laugh along the way, Elijah Savin, the great line of guests, will help you out. Keep up the great work. Well, on that note, please leave the review. Also remember, if you're a longtime listener of the show, the best way to support the show really is going to blazetv.com/Elijah. You can get all types of content from myself, from Dave, and maybe from John one day too, but go to blazetv.com/Elijah. On that note, Dave, where can people find your work? What's the best way to get connected with you?
Wait, you're putting this on the internet? This program that we've been doing here?
And you're like, I thought we were at a special needs course, and we were just propping you up. This is a Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah,
you
know? Well, they said they would buy me a nice lunch if I came up here and played with you for a little bit. RubinReport.locals.com. I started a tech company to fight with Jackie and the others.
Yeah, I don't know why you're not on Locals.
Why are you not on Locals?
I'm still pouting about being kicked off Twitter.
What? Same. You're off Twitter?
Same.
Literally, yeah. After I told, they're both banned.
What's this kid doing?
I told people to call their congressman and just say that we should have electoral integrity, and a bunch of leftist streamers had their audiences mass report the tweet. They just kicked me off. I didn't even get kicked for anything
integrity.
Cool. So true.
You right-wing maniac.
I know.
And what happened to you, Sav? How did you get kicked off Twitter?
Donald Trump retweeted my riot footage, and I got kicked off.
And then she just got deleted with no explanation for evading bans. Like, she had over 120,000 followers, and like he retweeted her, then she just got suspended permanently. And then it was like for evading a ban, and she had never been banned. And it was like, and then we appealed through Blaze, and they just like didn't reply to the emails.
That was a fun day for me.
We're playing a fixed game, guys.
Yep.
Yeah, it was funny. He was just like, Donald Trump retweeted me, and she was like, oh my gosh, my Twitter's gone. And then I was like,
I have regrets. Please take it back. Back.
Anyway,
That's evil.
On that note, my name is Elijah Schaefer, your top 17 host. Remember, you can find John Doyle where?
YouTube.com/John Doyle.
Well, you guys know he's our resident black person expert and trauma expert and anything expert.
Clown pill expert.
Have a great rest of the week, as always, and may God bless the greatest and strongest and most incredible country with the most fair and free elections in history, the United States of America. I'm signing out.